This is my seventh day handling this civil disobedience this time around. They've been ranging from 15-hour days to 20-hour days. Some of my guys have even wrapped around 2 days in a row. The working conditions have been rough. We were very short-handed last week, and a lot of our guys were severely outnumbered in a lot of very confrontational situations. It's been getting better this week. We have more manpower now, and guys are safer. From what we've seen, there's been a total breakdown of our leadership at the ground level from what it used to be when our unit began. We're finding ourselves out there alone in a lot of situations. No one's taking charge, and it's making a much more dangerous environment. I'd have to say, with the political climate of today, a lot of leadership is scared to take charge of the moments. They don't want to be responsible for these events. There's absolutely a feeling of betrayal coming from the top. We feel like we're not being supported by the mayor, and even the governor has been taking shots at us as if we're everyone's kicking dummy. Absolutely, we feel like everyone's taking a turn hitting us now that we're down.